pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 30A, Church Organization. When Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, "Upon this rock I will build my church," he meant it. That church was established just a year or so later, as recorded in Acts, the second chapter. But to build or establish an institution means also to organize it. What kind of organization did that early church have? How was it arranged? It could gave it to do. We can look into the pattern of God's Word and find out what He wanted. One of the first things we notice about that church is the absence of any kind of ties between local congregations, any kind of organizational links at all. No hint is given of any national or regional hierarchy or political structure to control the various congregations in any way, but each church was totally independent and self-reliant. The New Testament reveals nothing larger than the local congregation. Within each of those local congregations were certain officers. Chief among them, and evidently most important, was the office of the bishop, or elder, or pastor. All of these terms describe the same work. Listen to tape number 74 for more on this. We are told in Acts 14:23 that one of the first things the apostles did after establishing various congregations was to return to each of them and appoint elders in every church. 1 Timothy 3, 1-7 records the very strict qualifications a man must meet to prepare himself to be an elder. And verse 5 says his work was to take care of the church of God, just as he ruled his own house. Hebrews 13:17 then reveals the responsibility the congregation had toward the elders, that they were to obey them that have rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account. The elders, then, had authority over the local congregations, and had an equal responsibility to handle that authority right. 1 Peter 5:2 and 3 tells elders that they are to feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. It is clear that the only human authority over each congregation was the eldership of that particular congregation. One final point about the elders is that they were always mentioned in the plural. In Titus 1:5, Titus was to ordain elders, plural, in every city. In Acts 14:23, Paul and Barnabas ordained them elders, plural, in every church. See also Philippians 1:1. The eldership was always a group of men, not ever just one. Under the elders, God placed another office, that of the deacons. Philippians 1:1 mentions the bishops and deacons of the church there. The word deacon means one who serves under authority. The deacons, then, were to be special servants under the authority and leadership of the elders in each congregation. See 1 Timothy 3, 8-13 for their qualifications. The only other office of work mentioned in the New Testament church was that of the preacher, or as he was sometimes called, the evangelist or minister. The books of 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus were written to young preachers and outlined the kind of life they were to live and work they were to do. Basically, these three books say that a preacher was to proclaim the gospel to any and all that would hear and live that gospel in his life as an example to the brethren. No preacher had any authority other than that, which was the authority to teach and preach any and all truth he could find in the Bible. Titus 2:15. His work was also done under the authority and leadership of the elders. In closing, here is food for thought. If this pattern, as set forth by God's Word, worked then, why can't it now? If this organization was sufficient to handle all God wanted His church to do then, Won't it still today?
The message which you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.